Britain's King Charles III, his wife Queen Camilla, receiving a warm welcome in Washington, started yesterday on his first state visit to the United States. It continues through today. And one of the big moments is going to be his address to a joint session of Congress. It's only the second time that a monarch has done this. The first one was his mother a number of years ago. And there's a lot of talk about just how good she was, but how much better Charles will be because he has a looser style. You know, she was a little bit staid. It was that was the way that she carried herself very well. He's a little looser. He seems to be having a lot of fun. A guy who's having a lot of fun and will bring us all of the excitement of the joint session of Congress is our own Ryan Ermani, host of JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani, and I have hooked up with him in Washington, D.C. Ryan.
All incredible trip so far. We are here inside the Michigan Room, which is a room beyond where Congressman Wahlberg has his office. He created this room, and it is named the Michigan Room. It will always be the Michigan Room, and it's a little bit of a meeting area for people to kind of do things like this, and it's just a really cool experience. You've interviewed presidents, Paul. You've done this trip before in the past, but for me, this is my first time doing anything like this. It is an incredible experience to be in this city at this time for this event. Really,
well,
truly incredible.
I couldn't be more excited for you, and I was so thrilled that you were going to be going. I think we've broadcast from the Michigan Room before, or it may be set up for broadcast. Congressman Tim Wahlberg has always been so good to WJR and all of us, and we've tried to be very good to him because he's an all-around great guy. And what an experience this is going to be for you. Second time in history that a monarch has addressed the joint session of Congress, and maybe the first time in a long time we're going to actually see both sides of the room stand up. When I was there, it bothered me that one side would stand and then the other side wouldn't, and then one side would stand and the other side wouldn't. I mean, it showed nothing but a schism between both sides on either side of the aisle. I can't believe that we won't see unity in cheering this king today. What do you think?
And maybe this is probably, if you think of all the topics, if you think of all the subjects, if you think of all the problems going on in the country, if there is one issue or one guest that can come get a standing ovation from every member of Congress, every person seated in that room today, in that chamber today, perhaps it is King Charles that can leave it to King Charles to bring the country together.
I mean, I agree.
He is here to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country's independence, breaking off from England, breaking off from Great Britain, and celebrating that. And, you know, being in this town, we talk about the flag, and we talk about America, and we talk about all of these great grand things that we have in this country. Being here, it is a reminder of how special the United States of America is. And it is sad to see the fracture. I do believe there is a major fracture going on in the country right now. A lot of people just cannot get along. A lot of people don't even want to be in the same room. We saw it the other night. A lot of people declined the invitation to be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I will not be in the same room as that man. I mean, it is incredible that we can't even talk to each other anymore. But again, this is one of those events that I think remind us of who we are as a country. And I think this is one event that can bring us together at least for one day.
Imagine the American Revolution fought to establish independence from British rule. And now we have the British monarch here congratulating us on that break 250 years ago. He's actually congratulating us and celebrating this 250th anniversary with us. I'll tell you, Ryan Ermani, I know you're having a very special time. I know you're taking it all in. Isn't it just an incredible feeling just to go by the Washington monuments? gives you such a great feeling of America. I wish more people had the opportunity to have that feeling and to open their hearts and their minds to us all understanding that we are all Americans. We may have disagreements, but we're all Americans, and we should get along better than we appear to be. I can't wait to hear more about it.
Exclamation mark on that. Great job. Well said, Paul.
And I can't wait to hear more of your reports. And then will you be back on the air in your regular chair tomorrow?
I will be. I have an 8 p.m. flight tonight coming right back.
Good for you. Can't wait to hear all about it. Enjoy the moment. Savor it. Ryan Ermanni, host of JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermanni, right there at the joint session of Congress. And what time will they start speaking? Whoop, they took him down.
Yeah, coming sorry. I just let him go. Sorry, Paul.
Okay, WJR.